Imagine pouring your heart into your relationship, showering your partner with gifts, spending quality time together, doing thoughtful acts of service, yet they still feel unloved. It's like speaking perfect French to someone who only understands Mandarin. This communication breakdown isn't just frustrating, it's the silent killer of countless relationships. The concept of love languages has become a cultural phenomenon precisely because it addresses this universal disconnect. What makes this framework so powerful is its simplicity, the recognition that love isn't one size fits all, but rather a personalized language that must be learned and practiced intentionally. When we fail to speak our partner's primary love language, our expressions of affection fall flat, no matter how sincere. Understanding these languages isn't just helpful, it's transformative, turning "I love you" from empty words into meaningful connection. Love is perhaps the most important yet confusing word in English. Despite this confusion, feeling loved remains a fundamental human emotional need, as essential to our psychological well-being as food and water are to physical survival. The emotional love tank metaphor is powerful. Like cars needing fuel, relationships falter when emotional tanks run empty. Children with full love tanks behave normally. When empty, misbehavior follows. Adults operate similarly. Consider the businessman whose professional success feels hollow because his spouse doesn't feel loved. Or the wife who complains her husband only wants sex while neglecting her emotional needs, she's really saying her love tank is empty. Marriage exists to meet our need for intimacy. When couples seek counseling, the root issue is typically empty love tanks. Keeping these tanks full prevents relationship breakdown and fosters growth. The problem usually isn't the lack of love, but failing to communicate it in a way your partner understands. Learning to speak your spouse's primary love language creates a relationship where love flows freely and is fully received. These five love languages function as distinct emotional dialects, different ways people express and receive love. Words of affirmation, using words to build up your partner. "You look stunning. I'm proud of how you handled that." For some, these verbal expressions are emotional oxygen. Quality time, giving someone your undivided attention, not mere proximity, but focused presence, putting down your phone and engaging fully. Receiving gifts, visual symbols of love, not necessarily expensive, but thoughtful. The gift represents the thought behind it. Acts of service, doing things your spouse would appreciate. Cooking a meal or mowing the lawn can be profound expressions of love. Physical touch, from holding hands to sexual intimacy, physical connection powerfully communicates care. Most people have primary and secondary love languages and typically give love in the way they prefer to receive it. This creates disconnect when partners speak different languages. Learning your partner's primary love language fills their emotional tank effectively. How do you discover your primary love language and your partner's? Three approaches can unlock this knowledge. First, observe your behavior. How do you express love? Through compliments, special moments, thoughtful gifts, helping with tasks, or physical affection. We often give love in the way we prefer to receive it. Second, consider what you complain about most. Statements like, "You never tell me you love me," reveal which love tank feels emptiest. Third, reflect on what you request most frequently. Asking for a back rub or help with projects likely indicates your primary love language. Many men mistakenly identify physical touch as their love language due to sexual desire's physiological roots. For many women, sexual desire stems from emotional connection. Try the tank check game. Rate your emotional love tank from 0 to 10 and request a specific action that would help fill it. This helps couples understand each other's needs, even when requests seem disconnected from their own concept of love. Learning to speak an unnatural love language requires effort, but demonstrates deeper love precisely because it's challenging. Have you ever watched a friend fall madly in love with someone clearly wrong for them? Despite obvious red flags, they remain convinced their beloved is perfect. This in-love experience isn't rational. It's a temporary form of delightful insanity affecting our perception. When someone activates our internal love alert system, we idealize their positive qualities, minimize flaws, and dream of a perfect life together. The euphoria feels eternal. Research shows this romantic obsession typically lasts only about 2 years. Eventually, we descend from the clouds and notice irritating traits. Morning breath exists. Dirty socks miss the hamper. This isn't cynicism, but an important distinction. The in-love experience isn't true love. It's not a conscious choice, requires no effort, and doesn't focus on personal growth. It's an instinctual response creating a temporary illusion of oneness. Real love emerges after this obsession fades, uniting reason and emotion, requiring discipline, and choosing to benefit your partner even when difficult. This volitional love sustains marriages when initial euphoria ends. The transition from romantic obsession to mature love isn't a tragedy, it's an opportunity. It's the difference between the excitement of planting a garden and the deeper satisfaction of tending it through seasons of abundance and scarcity. What happens when resentment has built up for years, when one partner has emotionally checked out? The profound truth emerges: love is ultimately a choice. Real love begins when we choose to care regardless of feelings. This volitional love transforms troubled relationships when we understand and speak our partner's love language. Even in seemingly hopeless situations, try this experiment. Consistently speak your partner's primary love language for 6 months. This approach puts initiative in your hands, requiring you to give love first without guarantee of return. Many couples have experienced this miracle of love. Speaking a love language that doesn't come naturally demonstrates deeper love, precisely because it's challenging. Love actions can precede and eventually generate positive emotions. When we feel loved, we feel secure, our self-worth is enhanced, and we gain significance. Without love, differences become magnified, and marriage becomes a battlefield rather than a haven. Love creates a climate where couples can discuss differences without condemnation and resolve conflicts harmoniously. The 5 love languages extend beyond marriage to all relationships, with children, friends, colleagues, and community. Learning to speak others' primary love languages creates connections that nurture everyone involved. Learning to speak love fluently requires only willingness to step outside your comfort zone and communicate in ways that resonate with those you care about. This simple shift has saved countless relationships. Love isn't just something we feel, it's something we do, a language we can all learn to speak.